The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition. Al and I are chatting with one of my favorite people to talk junior resource stocks, John Kaiser of Kaiser Research Online. John, last week you and I touched on a couple of companies that had been making moves. We're going to continue the conversation touching on a couple more stocks this week. But first, I want to, again, get your opinion. Do you think we are seeing a change in the resource sector right now for the positive?
Last week when we talked, I said, okay, we're right now at that pause of the first quarter rally that we've had the past couple of years. Do we go back into the garbage can such as we did the last couple of years? This week, I think we saw signs that, no, this year is an exception. We are going to go better. The Janet Yellen's decision not to race ahead with the higher interest rates helped shore up gold, which was looking a little weak there. But I think the importance is gold, if it stays here and sort of drifts, plus or minus 50 bucks, maybe ideally drifts higher, that's really good for the other narrative that's emerging, and that's really pushing the juniors. And that is a return to discovery exploration. Juniors are starting to put out results that make the stock go up rather than down. And this is very different from what we've experienced in the past couple of years. I think this time we're going to have a good second quarter, probably a lull in the summer doldrums, and then an even better third quarter. And then 2017, I think, is going to be a very good year, especially if gold has finally built that uptrend that people believe is sustainable.
So, John, right now, I think in the resource sector, it's definitely a stock picker's world because we have seen some stocks perform very well, and those are the stocks that I think make sense to perform well because they, A, have money, they have decent management, good management, some people would argue, and they are developing their story and something that works at current gold prices. We did talk about a couple stocks last week. I want to get back into stocks this week because that's your specialty. Let's talk about Arizona Mining. You've covered them for a while now. They have experienced a pop just this week. What's your take on this company?
Well, Arizona Mining was one of the 100 bottom fish that I picked at the end of the year, and I think this is the best bottom fish collection ever in my career, and there's never going to be a better one. As a group, these 100 stocks are up 60% compared to about 12% for the TSX Venture Index. Arizona Mining, I've only been talking about this year because it was only sort of late last year that I realized they're sitting on top of a major world-class lead, zinc, silver discovery in Arizona. And ironically, they spent $40 million on a near-surface zinc, manganese, silver oxide deposit, got it to pre-feasibility, and discovered it was really no good. But the geologist, Don Taylor, was like looking in the bottom of the pit and saying, what are these sulfides down here? Let's chase it. And they started drilling, and lo and behold, they're looking at a system, probably 200 million tons of somewhere between 8 to 10% combined lead zinc, and with a 2 ounce per ton silver kicker. And so they have announced a 40 million ton resource, inferred resource earlier this year. Since then, they've raised $18 million, enough for Jim Gowan's plan to deliver a PEA by the end of this year. And the stock has risen from sort of the initial bottom fish level of 35 cents. I think it's at 85 cents today. It got a big boost when Osisko Gold Royalties paid $10 million for a 1% NSR several weeks ago, which was a major endorsement of this play.
What other companies are you looking at aside from Arizona Mining, John?
Well, one of the things that often drags the junior sector out of a bear market bottom is a new discovery play that has implications that go beyond its property boundaries. And in 2004, Andre Gaumond, gave us the Eleanor discovery for Virginia Gold, and within 2 years it was bought by Goldcorp for about $750 million, and $2 billion later in CapEx, it is now a mine, an 8 million ounce mine that will ultimately be producing 300,000-400,000 ounces per year. Now, 15 kilometers to the southeast is the Chichu project, in which Cerios is on the threshold of vesting for 100%. And this is classic toiling geologist, Quebec toiling geologist Dominique Doucette, 3 years ago, did a deal with the partner. Let me follow this surface mineralization that we have here that doesn't look so good. And he spent three torturous years trying to figure out what is going on. And what is going on? It's a major altered system with low-grade mineralization within which high-grade structures are starting to emerge. And this system overlaps to the Eleanor South property to the south, where East Main, Goldcorp, and Azimuth Exploration, they carved that up. And last week, or this week, I should say, they produced the best ever intersection for that property, 20 meters of 12-gram gold. And they've got about 25 holes that they drilled this year that are to come. When they compile all that, they'll start to see what is happening. My suspicion is as they go deeper into this system, the zones are going to blossom. They're going to find all kinds of stuff. It's going to straddle both property groups. And I'm willing to even speculate that this could be like the Hemlo discovery made in 1982, where they drilled 75 holes before they hit an interval that showed them where to go. And eventually they chased that interval down plunge 3,000 meters, delivered a 20 million ounce gold deposit that straddled three different property groups, two of them junior groups that bailed the junior sector out of the 1982 recession bear market back then. I think something big is brewing here, and I'm watching this play very closely.
There's another company that is getting a lot of mention on our website. I've chatted with company management a number of times. John, what do you think of First Mining Finance going out and acquiring a lot of junior explorers for shares?
Well, First Mining Finance's strategy was to use the reputation of First Majestic and Keith Neumeyer to build a mineral bank that had a half-decent market cap and uses its paper as currency to acquire very distressed juniors that have, you know, developed ounces in the ground during the past decade. And they have done this on several occasions. And all these deposits are worthless at the current gold price. So they are like trying to be a silver standard from 15 years ago, accumulate these worthless deposits on the bet that in 3 to 6 years, gold's going to be substantially higher and in real price terms, and all these projects are suddenly going to be in high demand. So it's a longer-term strategy, and I was a bit frustrated that they picked off one of my bottom fish, Clifton Star, which has about $12 million in the treasury and had lost its Duparquet project, which was its main focus in the past decade. But their geologist, Louis Martin, had generated a model for the Duquesne project, which they still had 100%, where for a couple million bucks, there was potential to transform the 500,000 ounces in the ground into a 2 million ounce resource. But the company agreed to acquisition terms that took it from 15 cents to about 38 cents, and it's going to be part of First Mining Finance. And obviously, First Mining is not just going to sit there and accumulate these assets. Right after that, they picked up the Pitt project next door to make that Duquesne project. So clearly, they weren't just going after the $12 million. They were going after the Duquesne project. And what they may end up doing is farming it out to somebody else who wants to earn in, or they'll perhaps allocate some of their cash to dress this thing up to confirm this model that that Louis Martin has generated.
Well, I think the takeaway here, John, is that stocks are being paid attention to, and if you have a good story, if you are developing that story, there are investors ready to put money behind there, and seeing a double, even a triple in just a matter of days or weeks is not out of the question. But with First Mining Finance, it definitely is a long-term play, as they simply are just acquiring companies right now for higher metal prices down the road.
We'll be right back. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour. Al and I are kicking off this segment and next segment of Trader's Corner here. We have Avi Gilbert on the line with us. Avi, let's get right into it. Talk about what your technicals are showing you for the U.S. equity markets, specifically the S&P.
Last we spoke, I mean, if you guys remember, I've been bullish on the S&P for a good over a good month now, And what we're looking for is we've been looking for 2080 to be struck on the SPX. And as we speak, we're about 7 points away from there. You know, we can exceed it, but once we get to this region in the 2080, could be as high as 2100 or so. Once we get into that region, I'm looking for a pullback back to the 2008 to 2027 region. It'll probably start next week is what I would guess. And that pullback will be a major test for the bulls. If they're able to hold over that support region and not break down below 1995, then we're setting up to attack the prior all-time highs. We may exceed it, but once we attack the all-time highs or exceed it, I'm looking for that to top us out from the February lows and take us into a correction into May and June. We would top out sometime early in May to mid-May and then take us down into a correction into June. If it's an appropriate type of corrective decline, then we could be setting up to go up to 2,500 to 2,600 into 2017 in the market. But if we cannot hold 1995 on the next pullback, it's telling me that 2016 is going to be a continuation of this longer-term correction, and I think we can go down into the 1700s.
Now, Avi, that's interesting to me that if the market does start to pull back from here or right around the 2100 level, that is the third consecutive lower high that the market has put in. So that does need to be some sort of a worrying sign, doesn't it?
Well, it depends. Again, it really all depends. What we look for is a five-wave structure off a low. Right now, we're moving up into our target for the third wave in that structure. We need a fourth-wave pullback that holds support and then makes a higher high in this structure attacking the all-time highs. A five-wave structure is a very strong indication of a bull market resumption. But we need confirmation, which probably won't come until the summertime. But between now and the summer, you know, I think people can start peeling out of their long positions and see how the market develops over the next couple of months before they re-enter, because there's going to be plenty of warning and plenty of time to get back in for a run to 2,500 to 2,600 on the SPX. I think right now is the time to, you know, get a little more cautious at this point.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with you just because of the run that we've had. I don't think that we're going to be taking out any of that recent high, all-time high that we had right now. But, you know, the market has been on a pretty good run, and it has surpassed the 50-week moving average and also the 50-day moving average. So, obviously, there is some support, and there is still some buying coming in. Let's switch it over to the precious metals. What do you think about this run that gold has been on, but now this sideways movement that we've seen?
Last week or 2 weeks ago when we spoke, I had a setup on there that I was watching very, very carefully for the market to possibly break out and continue much, much higher, earlier than expected. The setup invalidated based upon what the parameters I gave last time for people to watch. So right now I see us in what it seems to be is a high-level correction, for example, in the miners. Some miners are going to be making higher highs. Other miners won't. It really varies across the individual miners that we follow. But the GDX itself can even make a higher high. But unless it's able to strongly break out over 2230, I'm looking at this as just a higher high in a corrective pattern, which will then bring us back down again, and that will set us up for the next major rally that points up to about 40 in the GDX.
What do you think this correction would look to? Because the GDX right now being right around the 20-point level, 40 is double that. So where do you think this correction will come?
I think we can get back down to maybe about, I'd rather not see us below 17. If we're able to make a higher high right here, even approach the prior high, which we're getting close to, the prior high, I think we can probably hold 17. You know, so somewhere between the 17 and 18 region, I'd be looking for how that pattern develops off this next top that we're going to create. And depending on how that looks, that may be the next entry zone.
So you're still looking at this market in very much a bullish setup, huh?
You know, there's nothing that has told me otherwise. Silver probably has the best opportunity to get a lower low. Silver, I'm 50-50 on right now as to whether or not it gets a lower low. Regarding gold, I'm probably at about a 65% probability that the bottom is in. In GDX, I'm probably at about 70% that the bottom is in.
Let's dive more into silver here, because silver has not experienced the gains that gold has throughout this year. That can't be good on your charts, then.
Well, you know, people ask me all the time, well, how is it possible that silver can make a lower low when everything else won't? Well, you know, if we all remember back, silver topped earlier than gold, and it may even bottom later than gold. So they don't always run together. So I'm very much on the lookout when it comes to silver right now. I'm not crazy about the way it's setting up. Right now, you know, I think it can still get a bounce, but, you know, I'm 50-50 on whether or not we get a lower low in silver now.
Really? So very, very different outlooks for these two asset classes. Do you have a general idea why this is happening?
I don't ask why. I follow price. Price tells me all I need to know.
You know, we've had a lot of people on our site who have been very, very optimistic about silver in the blog, for lack of better terms, of late. I happen to be a bit more of a silver bug than a gold bug just because I like the leverage factor involved in terms of silver. I mean, it's a hell of a lot easier for something trading at $15 to double than it is for something trading at, you know, what is it, $1,200, $1,250, whatever, to double. That's why I like silver. I think you're going to see silver come back in spades, Abby.
I wrote not too long ago in one of my articles that, look, if you're going to buy silver at 14 or 15, or if you buy it at 1275 and we're over 50, you're really not going to care.
It's one of those kind of longer-term plays, huh, Avi? You just got to sit tight.
Exactly.
Okay. Absolutely agree with you on that one, Avi. You want to wrap us up with a very, very quick comment on what you think the U.S. dollar is going to do here?
I think the U.S. dollar is about to get a rebound. We can go a little bit lower, but I think we're about, we're not too far away from seeing a nice rebound on the dollar. When we came into 2016, I was looking at the dollar as being relatively dormant for a good period of time. I thought we could get a higher high first and then continue the dormancy period. But it does look like we may just, even if we get a higher high, I think we're going to be in this region for probably a good year or so from now.
All right, there you have it from Avi Gilbert. Go check out Avi's website, ElliottWaveTrader.net. He's got a pretty solid following out there, Avi. And everybody stick around. We are going to be right back continuing Trader's Quarter with Trader Vic.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our two segments of Trader's Corner here on the Weekend Edition. Al and I now have on the line with us Trader Vic Sperandio. Trader Vic, you and I chatted last week. We covered the U.S. markets quite a bit in detail. So this week I want to take a little divergence from there and talk about what we're seeing in the precious metals, more specifically what we're seeing in gold, because gold just put in, I think, its best quarter in quite some time. We have, it looks like, bottomed in the beginning of December and had a nice move up throughout January and even through most of February. It has started to move sideways for the most part over the last month and a half, but there are traders out there that are still very much in the bullish camp. Can you please provide us with your insights on what you're seeing for gold?
Technically speaking, first, which is most important, it's the only commodity, the only one that's in a bull market. And I'm going to speak technically now, but we can relate to the fundamentals, which are always critical. I mean, that's the reason they go in bull markets. But technically, it's very easy for a guy like me to call, because all the things I look at in now 48 years of trading are present in gold, and only gold. And that is, you made your low December 2nd, and from the low to high, talking now intradays, it was 23%. So you went from December 2nd to the trading high, which basically was March the 11th, and you had a 23% move. Most moves, which are called primary moves or intermediate moves, they are primary when you're in a bull market. They're intermediate when they swing in a wide fashion like this, are usually 15 to 20%. So this is acting perfectly normal from a perspective that now you're in a consolidation. Nothing goes in a straight line. From the point of view of why it's in a bull market, you're above the 200-day moving average. This is physical days. In this case, the key to judging this is the 200-day moving average sloping upwards or is it sloping downwards? If it was sloping downwards and it went above the moving average, it would be a short. If it's above the moving average with it sloping up, that is a long-term indicator that is number one of all indicators ever studied. Bill Gordon, who's a guy who wrote a book in the 60s called Techno Indicators, he studied every indicator there was. This concept is the number one. It wins in stock market, gold, whatever you want to trade it. It is the number one long-term indicator. Now, more importantly in this case, there's a confirmation in that you went above the last previous intermediate highs, which were the middle of October. I don't have the date in front of me. But if you look at silver, for example, or any other commodity you wish, nothing went above those October highs. So gold has proven itself to be able to go above important previous highs, above the moving average, and it's made a 20% plus move. And now really from, I mean, you can say that the intermediate, the rally high was 211 and you've been going across the page, but the intraday high was March 11. So it hadn't been hanging around here too long. Now fundamentally it's in a bull market because the Fed raised rates and the dollar, which they failed to continue, and this came out in February and the market fell, and when the market's falling, gold is going up along with all other commodities. So that's the fundamental reason. Dollar's coming down. The Fed's not going to raise rates. And technically speaking, it's got everything going for it.
You know, Vic, that makes an awful lot of sense. Bloomberg came out with an article earlier in the week, I believe it came out last Thursday, where they stated that the increase in the price of gold for the first quarter of 2016 was the highest quarterly increase that the investment community has witnessed in the last 30 years. I found that to be interesting. Now, I consider Bloomberg to be pretty much of a mainstream source. Once the public picks up on sites like and commentary from people like Bloomberg, that is when, from a fundamental standpoint, you could see even a larger increase in the price of gold because you're going to have more people on the demand side. Do you think that's going to happen this time, though?
I agree. My call, and, you know, I always stand behind what I say. I don't try to hedge. Gold is 2,000 before it's 1,000. So that's the simple way to look at it. This is the one play. Now, remember, you've been going down approximately 4 years, and commodity markets have been going down, actually, with this quarter down, depends on which index you look at, down 5.25 years. So you have to be a bull on commodities, and you got to start to be bearish on equities simply because you're starting to fight the cycles of where when you have movements, they get very old. And I believe in age of cycles, age of movements. So here you got to be a bull. But gold is the number one. It's the best, and it is got the brief fundamentals. I'm going to try to keep technical, that the fact that what I've explained. So I concur that when it starts to get around, and of course everybody is a trend follower, once it starts to prove itself more and more, you'll get more and more of a following.
Now, Vic, what are your feelings on the U.S. dollar? We've seen a pullback recently in the U.S. dollar. If you think that gold is in a bull market, does that mean that you think the dollar is in potentially a bear market now?
Correct. And it's very easy. The Fed has really embarrassed themselves. Everybody can be wrong, but, you know, they started with the raising of rates, telling the market to ease into this last July. Then they were supposed to raise in September. They never did. Then they finally raised in December. The market knew they were wrong in doing this. Yields on the 30-year bond, this is without QE, so this is a good market tell. It was 3% on December 16th, and that was exactly 7 years to the day that they were at zero. So they raise rates. What does the 30-year yield do? It goes down to 260. It's 266 as of last night. I didn't look at it as of now, but that's the yield. So the market is telling the Fed, you don't know what you're doing. You know, the Fed, in theory, raised rates for two reasons. First, it was inflation expectations. But the tip, the 10-year TIPS note, which is basically what they use to gauge inflation expectations, it was yielding like 40 basis points. I mean, where's the inflation for 10 years if you're going to get a compounded yield of 40 basis? It was absurd. They just made it up. Then now they said, well, we're not going to raise rates, this go-around in March, and they're not going to do it in April, maybe June. They didn't leave that out because of global macro problems. Well, I didn't see in their mandate where it was unemployment and price stability that global markets might be a source of a problem. See, they make things up. I'm trying to really be a little bit cynical here. Governments don't do things for the people. They do things for their own benefit. They're not going to ruin this election year for the Democrats by causing a recession knowingly. So they're not going to raise rates at all. In theory, some of my friends would debate me that they'll do one after the election. I doubt that. But the key is the dollar is going down. It hit double par twice or par twice. Now it's in a downtrend. They're not going to raise rates. The problem is the economy is slowing, so therefore they're out of ammunition. What are they going to do? They can lower rates a quarter again and go back to zero, but I think they look like they have egg on their face. They don't want to do that, so they'll just hang here, and the dollar will erode.
You know, I think you're 100% right on that. I want to close out the segment with just one comment, Vic, and my comment is the pearls of wisdom that sometimes people drop in these interviews that are, you know, oftentimes not planned was something that you just said towards the end of our discussion. And that was purely and simply governments do things for themselves. They don't do things for the people. And I have to tell you, that is a very, very sad commentary, in my humble opinion. Mr. Sprangio, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hope to get you back next week. Thank you.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, welcome back here to Wrap Up the Weekend Edition. Corey and I are chatting right now with our political insider friend, Glenn Downs. You know, Glenn, I'm amazed at this stage in the campaign that Mrs. Clinton seems to have such a commanding lead in the Democratic side of the aisle. And I'm also very surprised that it is not a pretty foregone conclusion. It's a foregone conclusion that she will probably be the next president. You know, you have somebody who I respect as one of the most serious, well-informed pundits out there, and that's Charles Krauthammer, originally a Democrat, flip over to the Republican side. My friend Glenn Downs from our men's discussion group sent me an email which consisted of a summary from Mr. Krauthammer as to what he is on the record as saying to the public about the Clinton Foundation. How can the American people even be considering having this woman elevated to a position like the president of the strongest country in the world? I don't get it, man. What's going on?
Well, the world has gone mad. That's what's going on. But obviously, first of all, the Democratic Party, whatever it used to be, is now a completely captured organization. I mean by that, the instrumentalities of the Democratic Party. And as such, there was a great effort made by the powers that be within the Democratic Party to structure the rules in such a way and to head off financing in such a way to basically clear the field for Hillary. So, you know, these issues, you had a marginal candidate like Bernie Sanders was the only one willing to take her on. Yet you've got, you know, the liberal left wing part of the Democratic base rallying behind Sanders to an extent. Probably not enough to obviously defeat Hillary at this point, short of an indictment from the Justice Department. But that tells you why you didn't have anybody else even running. So since there was no one else running, she becomes essentially the de facto nominee, barring, you know, serious legal troubles, which she still could have. But, you know, this whole business of Hillary and the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative and all that is nothing new. As we discussed briefly off mic, this is a pattern going for the Clintons going back to their probably mapped all this out in their college days together, certainly from their days in the Arkansas governor's mansion. She was the first lady and a partner in the Rose Law Firm. And so Bill would use the instrumentalities of government in Arkansas to essentially throw business to his wife and his wife's law firm. The most famous case being the Madison Guarantee Savings and Loan that was involved with that Whitewater development. And that term Whitewater became a catch-all name to cover this whole melange of Clinton-era scandals down in Arkansas. But the Madison Guarantee Savings and Loan was on the verge of being shut down. It was insolvent. At that time, it was a state-chartered savings and loan regulated by a woman who was appointed by Bill Clinton. So she was getting ready to close it down. Madison Guaranty hires Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Law and the Rose Law Firm to represent them. Hillary writes the woman that Bill appointed, asking her to not close the firm, to close the savings and loan down. She didn't do it. And then ultimately, as we all know, Madison Guaranty Savings and Loan failed, costing the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars more than would otherwise have been the case had they been shut down when they were supposed to be shut down. But hey, you know, to cost the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars, but the Clintons got their beak wet on the back end to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Nice work if you can get it. Now with the Clinton Global Initiative, this is happening on an international scale. And instead of millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars, in some cases we're talking about $1 billion of money being flowed to the Clintons. And so this is nothing new. This has been their MO all along. You deny everything, you admit nothing, you accuse your accuser, and you get your beak wet all along the way. And the Clintons went from, you know, a $35,000 a year, whatever it was, a governorship in Arkansas, to being multi-millionaires. And that's where our country is today.
Glenn, from the outside looking in, me being a Canadian looking at what's going on in U.S. politics, I find it so interesting, this election, because the Democrats, to me, seem to be more on a unified page or reading from a unified playbook. Because you look at what happened in the last two elections with Obama winning on, well, at least initially on a campaign about change. It seems like the campaign that Hillary's running, or at least what Hillary is known for, is the exact opposite of change. It's more of the same, isn't it?
Actually, talking to my Democratic friends in Washington, people that are ideologically left and they are committed to electing Democrats, they would take Hillary Clinton in the New York Minute over Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or the Republican du jour. But they view, actually, Hillary is going backwards, that they view in their mind that Obama was sort of a step forward from the Clinton years. To the left, I guess, or progressive, quote unquote, there's air quotes there. But Hillary is kind of going back. I don't think Obama has been as much, he's been a change agent in some areas, but in the areas that matter to people listening to the Corlin Economics Report, I mean, beyond same-sex marriage and things like that, and illegal immigration, there are a range of many things that matter, but in terms of things like who runs the Federal Reserve, who is the Federal Reserve serving? Who are the characters inside the Treasury Department and then deep state actors at the National Security Agency, places like that? Not much has changed under Obama. And Hillary is really almost a neocon as it relates to her foreign policy views and the idea of having the muscular intervention of the U.S. government around the world to serve moneyed interests as opposed to the general public and the general welfare of the United States. You know, that's and there's a long history of that in the country and in the world to have the Spanish American War and others going forward. My gosh. But so Hillary is no enlightened liberal where that's concerned. She is more of the same. If you don't like the track the country's been on, she's on the left hand side of the track, let's say, and maybe somebody like Jeb Bush might be on the right-hand side of the track, but they're on the same track. And if you don't like the track we're on, you know, don't expect much out of Hillary.
My complaint about Mrs. Clinton, and I have really tried. I'm on record as saying I have really tried to warm up to her. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I am, as people are aware, really, really disappointed with the implosion of the Republican Party, and we've talked about that before. But I have to tell you, you know, most of my friends, including Glenn Downs and Jeff Deist and folks like that, basically feel that she is just based on her history is basically a dishonest and evil person. And, you know, as I said at the outset of this discussion, I have all the time in the world for Charles Krauthammer. He has a burr in his bonnet, for lack of better terms, for Hillary Clinton more than anybody I've ever seen. And he's backing that up with cold, hard facts of dishonesty, breaking the law. Why do we have people like that in a position, a potential position of almost unlimited power, Glenn?
It's a sad reflection of where we are as a government and as a political system, and probably to, it reflects upon the body politic generally. You know, the country generally gets the government, includes me, I suppose, it deserves. But honestly, the prima facie evidence really does suggest that what she has done at a bare minimum with her email situation, for example, is far, far worse and far, far more damaging than what, say, General Petraeus did. You know, he was he was going off on Yahoo emails and things like that to try to basically share private information with his girlfriend. But she was out, obviously, it seems what her intent was, she dealt with far more email and far more classified information that we know about, that the State Department has released, that Petraeus did. And so now, you know, of course, there are news reports that the FBI director himself is going to be interviewing Hillary Clinton, and quote unquote, you only get one shot at the Queen. Well, this is not the rule of law. They're talking about, you know, if Hillary Clinton gets to walk away from what General Petraeus essentially was jailed for, then that tells you where we are on the rule of law breakdown, which is a continuing process here. But that's a good indicator that we're pretty far down the line.
We are pretty far down the line. Glenn, hate to cut you off. You're a very interesting guy to talk to. We enjoy all of our conversations with you. You are a real asset of our website.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.